That's right. It is Thursday afternoon, and for all the Carolina fans, it'll be a big night on TV, if you're not going to be so lucky to be there. But a big night for Carolina. They have their first game, and of course, coming up here on WCRS Saturday afternoon, I think we go on the air at 2:30 with Clemson, and then 5:30 is the kickoff on the game. Don't forget, too, Friday nights we have Emerald Football right here on WCRS with our great broadcasters, Jonathan Graves and Rob Gilchrist. So make sure you tune us in. Guys should be on the air a little after 7, and they'll be there till the end. They're going over there to 96. Yes, it's an away game, but not too far away. Hope you'll tune us in. So this afternoon we're talking food. Food's always a good thing to be talking about, and of course, you know, one of the things that still amazes me is the fact that we still have hunger in our own country. In fact, we have hunger right here in Greenwood County. We're going to be talking with the Greenwood Food Bank here today. Barbara Turnberg is with us. How you doing today, Barbara?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Very good. So how long have you been at the food bank now?
4 years this month.
Wow. That's been a long ride. You probably came on at one of the hardest times when our economy and everything tanked. And
it was tough then. It surely was. Trying to get folks to be able to give money when they couldn't do it themselves.
That's right. And of course, the food bank. Now, where is the food bank located?
We're in the United Way building. We're at the back of that building. Some people refer to it as the old Burton Center, the old Blake School.
Right.
But we're in that workshop area for what was the Burton Center.
Well, I know that over there at the food bank, you really are able to do a lot of things. And the nice thing is you have a lot of space over there, don't you?
We really do. It's a great space to be in. So much, we're able to do so much more with the space that we have.
That's great. So tell us what happens at the food bank. Who comes to the food bank?
Okay. Folks come to the food bank. They're referred by local helping agencies, and that would be like United Way, Gleam, Salvation Army, just to name a few. There are about 20 different agencies that could refer. But they will
have to be referred to be able to come to the food bank?
In order to get a full week's worth of food, yes. We do have emergency orders, but it's a smaller amount. It's just to carry you for a couple of days. But if you do have a referral, you come down and we're able to give you food, and it does last for about a week. It's
wow.
A good amount.
Now, do you take into account the number of people in the family?
Yes, we definitely do. We have a system where we pull food according to the number of people in the family, and of course larger families get more food.
Sure. And I would presume some of it also matters in how many children and even the ages of the children.
It does, yes ma'am, because sometimes we'll have people with babies. They might need formula, which you of course wouldn't need for anybody older. Sometimes we have people with dietary issues. Maybe they're diabetic, maybe they can't eat certain things, and we take all that into consideration.
Now, when somebody comes to the food bank, what exactly is the procedure?
Okay, they come to us with a referral after they have gone to a helping agency. They come in one at a time and go speak with our caseworker, and it's a volunteer caseworker each day. We've trained all of them how to speak to the people, how to talk to them, what kind of questions to ask, and they're going to ask them things like how many people are in their family, which of course they'll find on the referral. They'll also ask them, are you allergic to anything? Because we don't want to give them, say, peanut butter, seafood, if they have an allergy. From there, they will take a ticket and give it around to the back to the volunteers who'll start filling a food order in the back.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, the client is then going to be pulling food from the office area because there are food on shelves there. It's a choice area, we call it. They'll be able to get 4 items there. They'll also be able to get fresh fruit, vegetables, any kind of fresh vegetables we may have at that time, and also bread from that area.
So that's the choice area. Now,
right.
What is the typical type of things that comes from when a stalker, shall we say, a volunteer, pulls the order together?
Okay. You're going to see canned fruits, vegetables, canned meats. They're going to be dry goods like grits, pasta, noodles, mac and cheese, peanut butter and jelly, which is a necessary, of course.
Yeah, you got to have peanut butter and jelly. Yeah, okay.
Now, those are the things that we might purchase, but we also have things that are donated to us that are perishable.
Such as?
We have fresh meats donated.
Where do the meats come from?
From Food Lion, Walmart, Bilo. We also get a little bit donated from local hunters, the wild game. Dr. Stevenson is our wild game coordinator, we call him.
Right.
And he and a lot of his friends get together, and they will kill wild game, and then they'll have it processed and brought to us. And it can be anything from deer to turkeys to anything you can imagine. As long as it's professionally processed, we can take it at the food bank.
Wow. Well, that's a big boom.
It is.
Yeah,
it is.
And particularly with fall coming up and deer season. And do we still have any turkey season coming up, or is it just mainly deer season? I think it's mainly deer season. But
no, Anne.
But that's a big thing, but it does have to come through a processor to
yes.
be able to be there. And then I guess you have refrigerators. Do you have freezers too?
We do. We have both walk-in refrigerator and freezers, as well as the normal kind that you have at home, and a few coolers as well. Yes, ma'am.
Now, just for the record, how does the food bank get, are these things donated? Do y'all purchase item like coolers and walk-ins and this type of thing? That can be very expensive.
It can. All of the above. We do purchase some things, and we also have some things donated. We write grants, lots of grants for things, everything from equipment to food we write grants for. Right now we're in the process of trying to write a grant for a refrigerated truck.
Refrigerated truck. What would you do with that?
Well,
now Publix. That you asked, Ann, yes, okay.
Publix is coming to town, mm-hmm. and Publix requires, in order to pick up their food, that you have a refrigerated truck.
They're not taking any chances.
Right. And yeah. The other grocers in the area, they will allow us to use thermal blankets. So we have started a campaign. It's in the writing stage right now,
sure.
campaign for that refrigerated truck.
Wow. That's going to be an expensive one, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am, it will be.
How much does a refrigerated truck cost?
Depending on if it's new or used, anywhere from $25,000 to $40,000.
Wow. Wow.
Expensive.
Well, so if anybody's got one they'd like to donate out there to the food bank, that maybe you're getting a new one, that wouldn't
awesome.
Be a bad deal.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. And I guess they would be able to get a tax write-off with that.
Yes, ma'am, definitely. We sure can provide those documents for your tax purposes.
Okay. So if you're a business out there and you're thinking about getting a new truck or upgrading that truck that you have, you might want to think about talking to the food bank, because that would be a win-win situation.
Yes, ma'am. I think so, too.
Absolutely. All right. Well, I am here with Barbara Turnberg. We are talking about the food bank here today, all the things that go on at the food bank. I'm going to be asking a lot of questions. Barbara's got a lot of answers. Hey, if you've got a question, how about give us a call, and we'll ask Barbara the question. Hey, 229-7984. We'll be back after this word.
Gold. Gold. More precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. Right back here. 4:20 in the afternoon. Gosh, it's hard to believe. This is August 28th, this month is almost done. This weekend is, of course, Labor Day weekend, and Monday is Labor Day. Also, Barbara, Monday is September 1st, and September 1st, 1941, WCRS went live on the air for the first time.
Awesome.
We're going to be celebrating 73 years of WCRS. Do you realize WCRS was the 12th station in the state to go on the air in 1941? There were only 11 other stations ahead of us in the state.
Quite an accomplishment.
It was. And there was not another station that went live on the air until December 1944. Because that was World War II. So, but pretty much, and today we are the 10th oldest because two stations are no longer in business.
Wow, that's great.
It is, yeah, it's pretty awesome. So we're going to be celebrating on September 3rd, which is a Wednesday, from 3 to 6 right here at Sharp Facets in my WCRS studios. And we're going to be celebrating from 3 to 6 September 3rd, 73 years of WCRS. And I'm now a three-star South Carolina Broadcast Association winner. So I've got three stars. So it's threes, threes, and threes. So I certainly hope if you're listening out there that you'll put that on your calendar and come by and see us. We're going to be having a good time. We're going to be doing some fun things here. And we'll, of course, be live on the air from 4 to 5 talking all about it. But we're talking food today. We're talking about the food bank. You know, Barbara, one of the things that bothers me so much out there in the world is we hear that there's like 17 million hungry children just here in the United States.
Right.
We always seem to put so much emphasis on other parts of the world, and while I am commensurate with that, I think we should be taking care of our own first.
Well, we do see a lot of hungry people right here in Greenwood County, so that is definitely...
Sure. And I mean, my point is that we should be concerned about our children right here. Just a few weeks ago, we had Denise Manley and Jonathan Graves on with us, and we were talking about the backpack program that they have at the schools to help the children that go home on the weekends and don't have any food or don't eat very well or don't eat very nutritious, come back to school on Monday. Now they're starving. Their brains can't really function well. So that means it's Wednesday before they've had enough food to be able to work. And then they go home and go through that same procedure. How do you find it at the food bank?
Well, we and during the summertime in particular is what I'm thinking about right now because we just came off the summer. Our numbers are always up in the summer because their children aren't getting the breakfast and lunch that they would normally be getting at school. But even during the year, we had a case manager from one of the schools that came to us. There was a teenage boy in the household. She'd talked with mom, and you know how teenage boys eat. They eat a lot.
Yeah.
And she was having issues trying to portion out the food so that he got enough to eat. So they ended up coming to the food bank to get food that week.
Sure. So when you think about hunger, we need to be looking right here in our own community.
I sure do.
So if people want to donate to the food bank, how can they do it? I know there's probably several different ways.
Okay. They can make food donations. They can drop by our place anytime between 9 and 4, Monday through Friday, or possibly a check or cash, of course. Those can be either dropped off at the food bank or mailed to us. And our mailing address is... P.O. Box 604, Greenwood 29648.
Okay. And I guess if somebody had a question and wanted to call you at the food bank, whether it's about what you need or this type of thing, I presume you have a telephone number?
We do. It's 227-1556.
Okay, 227-1556. Now, at the food bank, you work with a lot of volunteers, I guess. Yes,
we do. Predominantly. Yeah.
Predominantly. It's hard to keep a budget and keep food on the shelves, right?
Yes, ma'am. That's the truth.
And how many volunteers actually work at the food bank?
Well, we guesstimate it to be about 150.
150?
Yes, definitely. There are some folks that come in every week, once a month. Then there's some that just come in for special events. So with that many, we could easily have 150.
Wow, that's quite a group.
It is.
That's awesome. That is awesome. And now when somebody is coming to the food bank, to what type of items do you actually need the most? What are the things you're always looking for?
Okay. Well, the things that we need generally are would probably be the things that you would have at home. And the ones that cost you the most are going to be the ones that cost us the most. And what we're finding right now are canned fruits. I mean, canned fruit is just out of the roof, over the roof right now. It's just ridiculous how much it costs. And that's something you really want to give families, or fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Canned vegetables, canned meats.
What kind of meats?
Meats could be anything from beef stew to tuna, salmon.
How about spam?
Spam, yes.
Yeah, spam. There you go. That's made a, it's made a comeback, hasn't it? Yeah, it has.
It sure has. We did get that donated.
Okay.
Corned beef hash is something also that we'll see a lot of. Then there are also some dry goods or grits and rice, spaghetti sauce and spaghetti noodles, mac and cheese. All of those things are perfect for the food bank.
Now, one of my questions is, because I know this has come up before, is what do you do with, like, expirations on cans and stuff? What is the procedure on that?
Okay. We actually have a list of the different foods and to when, how long we can keep them after an expiration date. But not just the expiration date you take into account. You also take into account what the can might look like.
If it's bulging, it's not good.
Oh, no. If it's bulging, it's not good.
Right.
If it looks rusty, it's also not good. For up to a year for most things outside of the expiration date's okay. But, you know, occasionally we have a food drive and somebody will slip something in from 2001. We throw that away.
Well, I was just wondering, because, you know, so many times do you buy something and you think it's going to be great and you're just going to love it, and then you try that first can of whatever it is. Maybe it's a soup. I presume soups are good for the food
soups
bank.
Soups are awesome. Yes, ma'am.
But you try this new soup and you think, oh, I'm just going to love it, and you try it one time and you never open another can, and it sits there. And, of course, when you have the food drives, in fact, you've got one coming up in October, right?
I sure do. Spooky to be hungry.
And does that work through the post office or?
No, the mail carrier food drive
mail
is the
carrier.
One.
Oh, okay.
That does that. Spooky to be Hungry is more about neighborhoods and about volunteerism. And volunteers will actually go out in the community with flyers the week before the event and stick them in your door saying, hey, we're coming back to pick up food on Saturday morning. And Saturday, October the 25th. Yes, October 25th. They'll come around that morning and pick up whatever you've left by your door or by your mailbox and bring it to the food bank. And it actually is a big kickoff to our holiday season, Thanksgiving and Christmas season.
Yeah, you know, I would think, and we'll have to talk about this when we come back, that the holidays are particularly tough when you're trying to do things that would be good for people that don't have a lot.
Yes, ma'am. Holidays are tough. When you're on holiday, they're on holiday, maybe you're gone, if you're not there, you're not doing the things that you would normally, need you to do.
Absolutely. Hey, I tell you what, we are coming up on South Carolina Radio News. Yes, I'm Ann Eller. Yes, I'm here with Barbara Turnberg. She is the executive director out there at the Food Bank. The Food Bank is right out there at the United Building right there on Phoenix Avenue. You may have been there, you may not, but maybe you have some things you'd like to donate. Want to give them a call? 227-1556. That's 227-1556. News is up. We'll be back.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe Cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Oh, that's right. How you doing this afternoon? Hey, I'm Ann Eller. It is Meet Me at the Diner, award-winning South Carolina show from the South Carolina Broadcasters Association. Thanks so much for tuning in this afternoon. And don't forget, we're celebrating 73 years of WCRS. If your birthday is September 1st, 1941, I want to celebrate your birthday with us right here on WCRS. So please give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. If you know somebody whose birthday is September 1st, 1941, please give us a call and let us know that their birthday is the same birthday, same anniversary as WCRS. By the way, we'd love to hear from you. Do you know a favorite broadcaster that's been on WCRS over the years? Do you remember Carol Sexton, Butch Moore? God, all the great voices that were right here on WCRS. Would you like to tell us a story about them? Well, you can tell us a true story. You don't have to make one up. Some memory, some football game maybe you heard on WCRS. Some of the good things. We were just going to be playing. Believe it or not, Barbara, we have some of the old VHS, I mean the 8-track tapes from recordings from back from the 90s and the 80s. That's right. We're going to be playing some of those on the air. We actually have one where Floyd Nicholson was the mayor back during the centennial celebration of WCRS. It's pretty cool. And some of the advertisers, the advertisers that were on back in the 80s and the
90s. That's pretty cool.
It is. And we're going to be playing all that stuff. And so if you have a great memory of WCRS or a story you'd love to share with us, we'd love to hear from you. Maybe you had a favorite program that was on WCRS and you were sad when it went off the air. But however it is, if you'd give us a call and let us share, we'd love to know your stories. 229-7984. But we're talking about the food bank here today. And Barbara, gosh, you got a lot of good things coming up.
Yes, ma'am, I do.
What's going on?
Oh, wow. We talked about Spooky to Be Hungry before a little bit.
That's October 25th.
October 25th. But a little closer is this coming Saturday, we're going to have a car wash. One of our volunteers, Debbie Mott, bless her heart, she is planning this. She and a lot of young people are going to be out there washing cars at the Hardee's over across from Walmart on Saturday morning. So if you need your car washed between 9 and 12, please drop by. We would love to wash your car.
Absolutely. That's a great event. And, of course, then coming up September 9th and October 14th, you're going to be at Zaxby's.
We're going to be at Zaxby's. Zaxby's is one of everybody's favorite places to eat, so it shouldn't be a hard fundraiser. All you have to do is just go and eat between 5 and 8 o'clock, and we'll get 10% of the proceeds.
That's really nice of Zaxby's. They do that for different organizations, not only the food bank, but that's a really nice promotion.
Right, it is. And what better place to eat than Zaxby's?
Yeah, there you go. There you go. So that'll be coming up September 9th. October 25th is, of course, the Spooky to Be Hungry. And that's an easy one because all you have to do is what? Put the stuff out by the mailbox or by your front door?
Well, you will have folks that will come around and put flyers in your door. It's not exactly like the mail carriers where every single body in the whole community is going to have somebody put a flyer out. But if you do have a flyer put out by your door, just planning to put food out, and that means volunteers are planning to come through and pick it up. And if for some reason you don't have anybody put out a flyer that day, we're going to be at the food bank that day. Just come on by and bring it on. We'll be glad to take it.
Sure. So that'll be another good event coming up. You know, Barbara, I bet it's hard to constantly be, I'll use the word, begging for food. I mean, seriously, because that is what you do. In order to help people, you have to keep the desire, the need for, and keeping people informed. Because, you know, one thing I've always found about Greenwood people is they always come through when they know there's a need. But sometimes you forget that this organization or that organization, or sometimes you're struggling more than other times of the year.
That is true. We do find that to be true. In the summertime, when folks are away on vacation, they're not thinking about making donations. And it's not just the food bank, it's other nonprofits as well are having the same issues. So we have to keep you out there in the forefront, each of our organizations, for you to remember us. And we do that by everything from press releases to doing these food drives to asking you to eat at Zaxby's.
Right, exactly.
Or you know, anything we can think of like that. But we also do, we do Facebook. We do a lot of press and the lot of press. We do a lot of that, trying to get people to remember us.
Yeah, but you know, if anybody has ever been really, really hungry, mm-hmm. now we've all missed a meal at some point, but we may not really have been hungry.
Right.
Most of us could afford to miss a meal every once in a while, right?
Yes, ma'am.
But for people that are truly hungry, and I think really for the, particularly our children, I mean, school is back in session, and, you know, when you see children with heads down on their desk because they're tired, they don't have the energy to be able to learn, we're doing them a disservice when it comes to school. So I know that sometimes we think, well, they're back in school, they're getting all they need. Those weekends are tough on kids.
Mm-hmm. They are. And because of that, the United Way has the backpack program, and they're trying to put food in children's backpacks to go home at night, but only a certain number can do that as long as they're funded.
Sure.
And that is a United Way program, but it's something we wholeheartedly we're glad they're doing it. It's very much needed, much needed in Greenwood County.
Absolutely. So that's another program, but as I'm saying, you know, the more food that can go out there. Now, people that go to the food bank, how often can a person go to the food bank?
Okay. We're an emergency food pantry, or our technical term is, although we call ourselves the Food Bank of Greenwood County. They can come to us four times per calendar year. And we're thinking about hopefully every 3 months is about as often. But if you had a serious need and you need to come every 30 days, we could do that. If you have something like a house fire, that might be something a little different where you lost everything all at one time. And so times like that we're able to do.
Super emergency.
Yes,
there's
ma'am.
Emergency and then there's super emergency. Now, what do people do, though, that have a food need? They can only come once a quarter, really, is what you're saying, right? Once a quarter?
Right.
What do people do otherwise?
Well, we do have a soup kitchen that's right next door to us. They can come there every single day, mm-hmm. 6 days a week there.
Right.
And then we also have what we call the Sunday soup kitchen over at Emmanuel Lutheran. And so there are opportunities for folks to get food during the day, and it's a hot-cooked meal when they go to the soup kitchen. Of course, when they come to us at the food bank, it's going to be food that they're going to take home, and they're going to cook there in their own home.
Sure. Now, what happens, though, when somebody doesn't have electricity?
Well, we do have that happen sometimes.
I was just thinking about that, yeah.
You know, we do have homeless people that are in Greenwood.
We have homeless people in Greenwood.
We really do have homeless people in Greenwood.
That's hard to believe, isn't it?
It really is, yeah. But we see that, or sometimes it's something like maybe your lights were turned off and you're still trying to figure out how you're going to eat. And we'll find pop-top cans for folks like that. We do try to make ways for them to be able to get food, and the things like the pop-top cans, because they won't have a can opener, an electric can opener to open mm-hmm. the can.
I'm still using a, you know, non-electric one here in Sharp Facets.
Yes.
Okay. But these are issues that you don't always think of.
Right.
And so do you see some people on a regular basis?
We really do. We really do. Yes, ma'am. Okay. We really do.
So we're not really, what is the answer to people being hungry? Barbara, what is the answer to this, to hunger as an issue for people?
Wow, that's a great question, and I wish I had a really intelligent answer for it. Right now, what we're doing is, you know, we're trying to raise more money for more food to be able to give it to them. And we try to do it, as we said, you know, four times per calendar year instead of every week or every month, because we don't want them to be so dependent.
Mm-hmm.
But, oh gosh, that is so hard. That is so hard.
I'm sure it is. Hey, I'm Ann Eller. I'm here with Barbara Turnberg from the Greenwood Food Bank. And if you'd like to be able to contact them after the show or tomorrow, first of next week, give them a call, 227-1556. That's 227-1556. Hey, we'll be right back. Don't you go away.
Lay away. We've done it for over 30 years here at Sharp Facets Gallery. So whether it's Christmas, a birthday, an anniversary, or just because, we know layaway every day. Come see us today at Sharp Facets Gallery. Need more info? Call us, 229-6613. That's 229-6613.
All right. How you doing this afternoon? Hope you're thinking about food. It's about that time, coming up on 5 o'clock here this afternoon. And Barbara, I was just wondering, you know, Golden Harvest is that big national, isn't it, chain that helps provide food to food banks. Do y'all get anything from them?
We do, yes, ma'am. We get a certain amount of food each month. We don't know, we never know what it's going to be, but they base it on the number of people that we served the month before. And it's...
What type of things do you get?
Well, we get beef stew. Sometimes we get fresh meat donated from them. Big 10-pound bags of chicken are the most popular of the meats. Pasta sauce.
So it's not just canned goods. I mean, they could have fresh stuff, too.
Raisins, cranberries, you know, all those kind of things.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Mm-hmm. Now, what other, you get it, do you get it from the grocery stores donate to the food bank?
We do. Food Lion, Walmart, and Bilo, all three do contribute to us. Yes, ma'am.
That's pretty terrific, isn't it?
It is.
Now, do they all contribute every month, or does it kind of rotate around? I'm just curious.
Well, actually, it's on a weekly basis. And some, like Food Lion, does three times a week. Bilo does twice a week. Walmart does twice a week.
What type of things do you get from the grocery stores?
Oh, man. It could be anything from canned goods to actual perishable items. From Walmart in particular, we'll get milk a lot, eggs, any kind of meats, fresh vegetables, and fruit, just whatever, literally anything food related that you would find in a grocery store, they send to us.
That's pretty awesome. That is pretty awesome. They're to be well commended for that. Now, also, I understand this summer from a lot of the community gardens, you've been getting bounty from them.
We have. Some of the community gardens in particular that come to mind are Little River Multicultural Center. They bring down food quite a bit. And also the Eaton one. And the Eaton Garden is...
Are you saying the Eaton one or the Eaton one?
It probably sounded like Eaton the way I was saying it. Eaton.
Eaton, there we go. Yeah, Corporation Eaton. Yes, there
exactly.
we go.
They have actually two gardens, though. The one on the 72 bypass and the one at the Cooper, the old Cooper Power, which is now part of Eaton.
Right.
Those employees there, they take care of those gardens. They do it on their own time. They're just amazing, and they come up with some of the most awesome vegetables you'd ever see. And it's funny to me because sometimes some of them have not been used to gardening, so they're learning it for the first time.
And sure.
So the volunteers all together, all the employees are volunteering, and they're teaching some of the other ones that have never done it before how to garden.
That's the great thing about a community garden, whether, and you know, in all the community gardens that we have around here through Healthy Neighborhoods, really an awesome project. And you know, you think about, what if we didn't have a program like Healthy Neighborhoods?
Wow, we wouldn't have fresh vegetables, not many anyway,
not the same
to the food bank. The families are really happy to see them, too. They're surprised.
Sure.
Very surprised.
Now, just out of curiosity, do you tell people how to cook or how to prepare some of the things if they're not familiar with it?
We do have some volunteers that do that. They will try to coach people on how to cook things if they're unsure of how to do it.
Because there's a lot of people that aren't cooking as much. We've really become a society of eat out. Yeah, there you go. Particularly in Greenwood. Yeah.
Where there's a restaurant on every corner.
Yes, exactly. Must be good for the business because they certainly keep popping up, huh?
They sure do.
Yeah. So what about any of the restaurants? Do restaurants give to the food bank?
The restaurants would be more inclined to give to the soup kitchen because the restaurants are going to be doing prepared foods usually.
Sure.
Like every once in a while, and gosh, I hate to say this, when somebody goes out of business,
right?
They will bring us some of the things that they haven't cooked. But for the most part, that would go to the soup kitchen.
Sure.
Well, that's still great, and that's great that there is different ones for different types of things out there to help the whole community.
That's right.
Absolutely. Well, earlier in the show, we were talking about that you're going to need a refrigerated food truck.
Yes, ma'am.
And you said you were starting to write grants to try to be able to afford something like that. You also told us that it could cost anywhere from $25,000 up. And I happened to mention that if anybody had one that maybe they'd like to donate, or even I would think that if you were trying to put this together, if somebody had one that they would even sell at a really good price with some of the grants and stuff, maybe you could talk to them about it.
Maybe so. We'll have to take a look at it.
Right. Well, I mean, I'm just saying, you know, it would be nice to have a new one, or but I think maybe a good used one if you could get a deal on it.
Good used sounds good to me, too. Yes, ma'am.
That's right. So something to think about if you're in the food business or if you're upgrading your food refrigerated food trucks, something to think about. Maybe there would be a tax write-off there. And
definitely.
Could be something that could be worked out. So you need to call them over there at the food bank. That's 227-1556. That's 227-1556. So, gosh, we've talked about a lot of different aspects of the food bank here. It is over there on Phoenix, right there at the United Way building. You do have to have a referral to be able to use the food bank. And, of course, you can't say enough about, I'm sure, about your volunteers that make all this happen.
Absolutely.
You'd be working 24 hours a day if you didn't have all that help, wouldn't you, Barbara?
Thank goodness we do. Yes, the food bank only has two paid staff people, the executive director, that would be me, and I have an administrative assistant, Chuck Scarborough, and everything else is done by volunteer. And we really could not do all we do without volunteers. They are the lifeline.
That's right. So, and how are you doing on volunteers? Do you have enough volunteers? Can you use more volunteers? What's the situation there?
We have a lot of volunteers, but we can always use more. We have a couple of days that we're trying to cover from 10 to 1 for food distribution. I don't know off the top of my head what those days are, but if you call the food bank, Chuck would be glad to hook you up with that.
Okay. All right. So if you have some time, sometime during the week, maybe you'd like to get involved with the food bank and really find out what goes on, because it really is fascinating what you're able to do. We do need to also say a big shout out to the city for winning the big county versus the city, the big corn trophy for that, because that's where you get a good amount, and it really helps you through those winter months.
It does. It's a really big help. We have to can't say enough good about Miss Edith Childs about doing that, spearheading that for us. This year, of course, the city did win. Anybody that's known me a few years knows that I love the city, having been a part of city government for a while. But we love the county as well. I'm just kind of teasing about that. But.
Just a little dig? Just a little dig here? Yeah, okay, that's all right.
They were just amazing this year. I believe it was about 15,000 pounds that they split between the three organizations, which...
How far did that take you? Just from I mean, 15,000 pounds split three ways was about 5,000 pounds to each organization.
Right.
That's a lot of food.
It's a lot of food, but it's probably a month and a half.
Wow.
It's not a long time, as you would think, right?
Wow. Now, you know, one of the things I thought about just at the last minute here, I guess you need lots of bags down there too, don't you?
We do, yes. when I first got to the food bank, I went to a local shop and was going to go purchase bags. $30 for a box of bags just seemed extreme to me. When I thought about the bags that I saw in front of the grocery stores that people are putting in there to recycle.
Sure.
So we started a campaign for those bags, and So if you have grocery bags, don't throw them away. Bring them to the food bank. We need those.
Hey, there you go. Hey, you know what? You are listening to WCRS right here in Greenwood. Well, Barbara, 227-1556 is the number to get you at. We have been talking with the Greenwood County Food Bank. Thanks so much for coming out this afternoon and sharing with what goes on at the food bank.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody. I'll be back tomorrow morning. Don't miss the show.